You say if you have a lot of peach trees, you say you have a peach
orchard.
And you'd ask somebody if that's his orchard, and he'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. And he'd point to someone else and say, he's the man
that owns the orchard.
Okay. And you say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child.
His father was rich.
Okay.
Or poor.
And the inside part of a cherry, the part you don't eat, is called the
seed.
Okay. What about in a peach?
Seed.
And the part inside the seed? There's one kind of peach that you have to cut the seed out of. You call that a...
They're the freestone peaches, which the seeds come out easier, but I don't know what the others would be called.
What about the part of the apple you don't eat?
The core.
And when you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making...
Dried apples?
Do you ever hear them called snits?
No.
What kinds of nuts grow around here?
Pecans. Hickory nuts.
Mm-hmm. What kind of nuts would you use in cooking?
Well, you could use the pecans or the hickory nuts or the peanuts.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for peanuts?
Pender.
Uh-huh. What about a nut that, I know you can buy it and they use it in cookies and things a lot.
Walnut?
Uh-huh. When it first comes off the tree, it's got this green covering on it. You call that the...
shell?
Mm-hmm. What about the harder part that you crack? You call that the... Once you take the green shell off, then you have to crack
the shell, the nut shell.
Okay. And kind of nut that, I don't think it grows around here, but I know you could buy it around Christmas time or something. It's kind of shaped, a lot of times you'll buy them blanched, and it's kind of shaped like your eye, sort of.
Almonds.
Okay. And talking about the distance, you say, well, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a little...
piece.
Okay. And if you had been traveling and still had about 300 miles to go, you'd say you still had a...
quite a way to go, or quite a distance.
Mm-hmm.
Are we several miles farther?
Uh-huh. Do you ever call that a far piece or long ways? Or...
no.
And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about...
anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, he fell over...
backwards.
And this way?
Front.
Or another way of saying that. Backwards and...
front. Forwards.
Okay. And say if you had been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any? You might say, no, what a one.
Not any.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say nary one?
No.
Do you ever hear people say that?
I think so.
And when you're plowing, the trenches that the plow cuts. You know?
The rows?
There's the rows and then there's the... do you ever hear the
furrows?
Uh-huh. And when you're plowing with two horses, the horse that walks in the furrow. He's called the... say, wheat is tied up into a... or fodder. Do you ever work with fodder?
Stalks.
Uh-huh.
Bundles.
Then the bundles are piled up into a...
stacks.
And talk about how much wheat you raise to an acre.